The hour of 1 o'clock having arrived, I'm going to call the March 22nd, 2022 meetings of the House Taxes Committee to order under Rules 10.01. And a reminder to those watching these proceedings, you can get all of the information available, all the handouts and everything, by going to the House, Minnesota House of Representatives website, going to committees and divisions, and then going to Taxes Committee, and on that homepage, looking on the right-hand side. So with that, Ms. Griska, please call the roll.
Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt present.
Representative Marquardt present. Representative Liz Lagarde.
Liz Lagarde present.
Representative Liz Lagarde present. Representative Davids.
David present.
Representative Davids present. Representative Akpadi.
Davids present.
Representative Davids present. Representative Akpadi.
Present.
Representative Akpadi present. Representative Carlson.
Carlson present.
Representative Carlson present. Representative Detmer.
Detmer present.
Representative Detmer present. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo present.
Representative Garofalo present. Representative Gomez.
Gomez present.
Representative Gomez present. Representative Herr. Representative Hertog. Representative Howard.
Howard present.
Representative Howard present. Representative McDonald.
McDonald present.
Representative McDonald present. Representative Miller.
Miller present.
Representative Miller present. Representative Moran.
Present.
Representative Moran present. Representative Ortenson. Mortenson, please. Representative Mortenson. Representative Robbins.
Present.
Representative Robbins present. Representative Sandell.
Sandell present.
Representative Sandell present. Representative Schultz.
Schultz present.
Representative Schultz present. Representative Stevenson.
Present.
Representative Stevenson present. Representative Swazinski. Representative Joachim.
Present.
Representative Joachim present. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much, Ms. Griska. And we also, Representative Herr is also in attendance. We have minutes to approve. And since March 17th was St. Patrick's Day, Representative McDonald, would you like to move approval of the minutes for March 17th, 2022?
Yes, so moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Representative McDonald moves approval of the March 17th, 2022 minutes of the Taxes Committee. Any discussion or thoughts on that? Seeing none, I'm going to ask you to temporarily unmute. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The motion does prevail. The minutes for March 17th, 2022 of the Taxes Committee are approved. Members, we have one bill on the docket today, House File 2091. Representative Sundin, welcome to the committee. Would someone like to move House File 2091 to be laid over?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Les Lagarde moves House File 2091 be laid over. And I see there's also an A1 author's amendment to get into the shape the author would like. Representative Les Lagarde, would you like to move the amendment? Representative Les Lagarde.
No move, Mr. Chair.
Representative Les Lagarde moves the A1 amendment. Any discussion on that? I think it's to get into the shape we want. I'm going to call for the vote on the A1 amendment. Please temporarily unmute yourselves. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. The motion does prevail, and the A1 amendment is adopted. Chair Sundin, welcome to the committee, and tell us what your bill is all about.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt, committee. You should have in front of you the Department of Revenue explanation of the bill, but I'm going to read just the first two paragraphs, and then we can turn it over to testifiers and move along from there. So under current law and income tax, subtraction is allowed for pension payments or other retirement pay from the federal government for military service. The subtraction is limited to taxpayers who do not claim the credit for past military service. Now, this proposal, 1091, would expand the subtraction to include pension payments from the federal employee retirement system or the civil service retirement system multiplied by the taxpayer's military service ratio. The military service ratio is the taxpayer's creditable years of military service divided by the taxpayer's total years of service in the pension plan. We have an advocate of the bill, Mr. Corey Holm, who's far more in tune with this language than I, and I'd offer Mr. Corey Holm for further explanation.
Very good. Thank you very much, Chair Sundin. Corey Holm, welcome to the committee. If you would please identify yourself and begin your testimony. And also, I wanted to announce that Representative Swedzinski is now in attendance. Mr. Holm.
Good afternoon, Chair Marquardt, committee members, and support staff. Thank you for holding this hearing. My name is Corey Holm, and I live in Asco, Minnesota. I'm honored to be here today to testify in favor of Representative Sundin's bill, House File 2091, which, if adopted and passed, would allow for the deduction of military retirement compensation to some Minnesota veterans, myself included. I emailed the committee administrator some documents I trust you have that offer some explanation what this legislation pertains to. While the issue may appear to be complicated, I hope to explain it and how it affects a veteran like myself in simple terms. Now, I am a veteran, having served, proudly I may add, in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1977 to 1981. I am also a retired federal servant. I began my career in 1987 with the Department of Justice, working for the Federal Bureau of Prisons here in Sandstone, Minnesota. After the terrorist attacks on September 11th of 2001, I was hired by the Department of Homeland Security in 2002, working as a federal air marshal until my retirement in 2009. When a veteran like myself begins their federal civil service employment, there are procedures in place for you to pay back a percentage of your military earnings. And if you choose to do so, those years of military service are then used by the Office of Personnel Management when calculating your pension. In my case, I served 4 years. I paid back the required amount, and thusly, my pension reflects 4% of additional income based on my military service. This process is available to civil service employees that are veterans hired under either the civil service retirement system or the federal employees retirement system. We call them CSRS and FERS or FERS for short, respectively. Now, in 2017, I learned of new legislation, was House File 299, which I believe Representative Detmer was a co-author of, and it passed in Minnesota that allows a retired career military veteran to deduct their military pension compensation when filing Minnesota state income tax. When I learned of this, I assumed that my additional 4% I receive based on my military service would also be eligible for the deduction. So I wrote to my then Senator Tony Lurie, my then Representative Jason Rarick, and the Commissioner for the Department of Revenue. The response I got from the Department of Revenue stated that since the original legislation specifically stated that a military pension is calculated under United States Code Title 10 is eligible for the deduction. Now, in my case, a federal employee's retirement pension is calculated under United States Code Title 5. So therefore, it was not eligible for the deduction. I thought this was rather unfair, and thus began what has now been a five-year endeavor urging elected legislators to correct what I believe was an inadvertent mistake. During the 2017-2018 legislative biennium, bipartisan bills SF-3548 and HF-3934 were introduced that specifically addressed the issue, but they failed to proceed. Again, during the 2019-2020 biennium, bipartisan bills SF-1396 and HF-1730 were introduced, but they also failed to proceed. Last year, during the current 2021-2022 biennium, SF-1668, authored by Senator Rarick, and today's bill, HF-2091, authored by Representative Sundin, were introduced. The Senate bill was heard by the Senate Tax Committee, where I had the honor to testify, and it was adopted for possible inclusion in the 2021 tax omnibus bill. Unfortunately, the bill was not on the agenda for the Joint Tax Conference Committee, so it was not presented for a vote, which brings us here today. In closing, I would ask that you read my letter dated March 18th, 2022, and pay particular attention to the second and third paragraphs. I would be amiss if I failed to offer my gratitude to Representative Sundin for authoring this bill, to Representative Detmer for his many years of military service. I salute you and your sons. I know you're a very proud father. And to Representative Detmer and you, Mr. Chair, I wish you well as you've announced your retirement from elected service. Thank you immensely, and my thanks to the committee for considering this important issue. I'll make myself available for any questions or comments. Thank you.
Mr. Holm, thank you so much for your testimony, and especially a thank you for your service to our nation and our state. Thank you very much for that and your kind words. And also for digging into this issue, because it seems to be just something that is inadvertent, and it's in the tax realm of things, it's not a huge thing, but for those who it impacts, it can really make a difference and seems to be a real fairness. So thank you very much for bringing that forward. And your letter is in the materials for people to see also. So if we have any questions, Representative Detmer.
And thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Representative Sundin, for bringing this forward. And Mr. Holm, as you know, sometimes it takes a while to get legislation through. I know that bill that we passed in 2016-2017 to eliminate the tax and the veterans' pensions here in Minnesota, I worked on it for 10 years. So hopefully this bill that Mr. Sundin is carrying, and Senator Eric will get things done this year. I hope that we can get things done and take care of this. And Mr. Holm, how many veterans are in your, like yourself, that are, have this situation, you know?
Well, as I mentioned, I worked there at the federal prison in Sandstone, and I have, I think right now I have about eight of the, my former employees that I worked with that also fell into this category that had prior military service and paid back their time when they hired. I also know some that were veterans that chose not to pay back.
Sure.
So, but like I said, I know of eight that I have an email group that I keep aware and abreast of any progress on the issue. And so when we get done with our hearing, I intend to send them an email, let them know what the committee had to say, and maybe provide the link to the video here so that if they want to watch it, they're welcome to do that.
Representative Detmer.
Mr. Chair, and I'm sure you're going to be a good spokesman for any of the other veterans that are in the same situation as you. So thank you for working and keep staying on task and bringing this forward. Thank you so much.
Chair Sundin.
Thank you, Chair Marquardt. Just to help you with the numbers, Representative Detmer, I've got some numbers in front of me from the Department of Revenue. Number of taxpayers affected with this legislation is about 1,200 returns that would have an average reduction of $552 for tax year 2021. So it's a significant number.
And following with that, Chair Sundin, the revenue estimate is $1.3 million in 23 and then $700,000 in 24 and $700,000 in 25. So
Thanks, Chair Marquardt. Those numbers are accurate.
Very good. Is there anyone else who has a question for Mr. Holm? Is there anyone else who wants to testify on the bill? If not, Chair Sundin, closing words?
Please make note of the service that Mr. Holm has provided for the rest of the country, military service, prison guard, and air marshal as well. You know, those are not pleasant jobs from time to time, and he's served the community and the country well, and I hope we can help him out with this token of appreciation and other people that are in the same shoes. Thank you.
Very good. Again, Mr. Holm, thank you so much for everything and for bringing this forward, and we will progress this along. So thank you. With that, the chair lays over House File 2091 as amended. Thank you, Chair Sundin.
Thank you.
So members, that completes our work for today. Tomorrow, we're going to hear bills dealing with Social Security benefits and pension taxation. And then on Thursday, we have a number of bills, I think five that are on the agenda. And before we stop, Representative Mortensen is also in attendance. So with that, members, thank you. We'll see you all tomorrow. We are adjourned.